with ESPN's Adam Schefter.
All right, he's on the Bryant Heating Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. He's the senior NFL insider for ESPN. He is Adam Schefter. Schefter, good afternoon.
Hey, Anthony, Bobby, how are you guys doing today?
We're doing okay. Thanks for asking. So we are now in the month of April. The calendar has turned, and we have a draft that is scheduled from April 23rd through the 25th. And as you know, the memo was sent out by the commissioner last week that the draft will continue. And I know you have some strong opinions on this. We talked to you a week ago, and that's when you brought up the seven crazy nights, and maybe we could do it that way. Have you changed your opinion on that?
You know, first of all, it's gotten worse as it's gone along. And I'm living here in New York, and on Sunday night I'm watching 60 Minutes. And they have these hospitals that are 10, 15 minutes from my house. The hospital where my daughter was born. The hospital where I passed the kidneys during November. They're interviewing these doctors that are at these hospitals that my family uses that aren't far away from us. And what these doctors and nurses and healthcare workers are going through is unbelievable. They are under siege. And not that I didn't know it a week ago, 10 days ago, you know, when we talked about that, whatever it may be. You know it, but the NFL hadn't decided about what it was going to do with the draft, okay? And so at that point, they made the decision to have the draft last week. And in that memo, they said, anybody who criticizes the commissioner will be subject to disciplinary action. And I could tell you, just talking to a lot of people, that a lot of people were offended by that around the league. A lot of people. Like, what kind of world are we living in here? Why can't you say, if you don't agree, that that's the right decision? And I could tell you, from having spoken to enough people, a lot of people don't agree with the decision. A lot. And so this is just going on and on and on, and it's getting worse. And you heard the President of the United States say yesterday, get ready for the two worst weeks. Mm-hmm. We've got the number of cases going up every day. We've got the death rates going up. It's been put into perspective to me by a few people. There are a few things that obviously register very dearly. Like I said, this is going on in our backyard. They're putting bodies in, you know, trucks because there isn't enough space right now. You see an NFL agent, Buddy Baker, come on Twitter yesterday to announce that he lost both his parents Sunday to the COVID-19 virus. And again, they're saying best case estimates, we're going to lose a couple of 100,000 people are going to die. So if we're just going to put that into perspective, okay, if you're going to go back and look at that over time, if you're going to go back and look at that and just kind of frame it and to see how it works, we fought in the Vietnam War for 9 years. Our country did. And in that war, we lost 58,000 people. 58,000 people over 9 years. And they're talking about losing a couple of 100,000 people here in the coming weeks and months. Think about that. Okay? And so the NFL is going to go on and have its draft. Now, the doctors and experts and scientists say that this thing could peak, especially in New York, where the NFL is based, in the next 2 to 3 weeks. So if they're right about that, well, 3 weeks would fall right on the draft. So the NFL is going to be drafting players at a time where we're burying tens of thousands of people. We're not burying them because we can't do that right now, but mourning the loss of tens of thousands. It just seems a little bit incongruous to me, a little bit out of touch. And I can tell you that I'm not the only person that feels that way, okay? This is not a unique feeling. I like to canvass a lot of people, hear their thoughts, and make some decisions. And so over the last week, 10 days, I've heard an awful lot of that. I'm living it. I'm seeing it. We all are. I'm not any different. And so that's where we're at. I mean, it's and I'll say this also, like, we went through this with free agency too, and I didn't know that I was really in favor of that. And I will say this, it did provide a diversion. It did do that for about a week. And maybe the draft will do the same. Maybe it will. But it also comes at a much more significant time with more emergencies going on. And let me just say this. What happens if all of a sudden people on teams begin having, and hopefully this never happens to anybody, friends, family members affected by the virus? What happens if people in the league office who are running the draft have people affected? Because you know what? Like I said, how many Americans are going to get the virus? Is it a million, a couple of million, whatever it is? I don't remember the exact number. I know they said best case scenario is a couple of 100,000 deaths. Best case scenario. So again, we'll lose more people here in the coming weeks and months than we lost in the Vietnam War over 9 years, and the Cincinnati Bengals are on the clock.
Yeah.
Talking with ESPN insider Adam Schefter here on the Brian Heating Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. So, Adam, I guess, you know, I'm sure most of the people...
Hey, Bobby, Bobby, one other thing I want to add to this, okay?
Yeah.
And here's the part that I'm a little lost on. Again, that's the NFL's decision, and like I said, it will provide something of a diversion to people who could sure use one. I got that. But what's the difference? What is the difference if they do the draft on May 23rd or June 23rd or July, what does it matter? That's the part that I don't understand. Nobody's explained that to me. Like, there's not going to be an off-season program. What's the difference? I don't get that part.
Yeah, I mean, as Schefter, believe me, I completely understand, you know, your line of thinking with that as far as there is no sense of urgency in regards to there's other things that are going to be happening because they're not going to be flying the draft picks in. There's no rookie minicamp. There's not going to be an off-season program. I don't know if it's just the NFL for the sake of normalcy and this is they're going to stand their ground on this. Because I'm sure most of the people you talk to are coaches, front office individuals. I mean, the owners would have the power to be able to shift this if they really wanted. If they began to call Roger Goodell, do you sense that that could trickle up, I guess, from these organizations to ultimately the ownership and them talking to the commissioner then?
The NFL seems hell-bent on doing the draft at this particular time. Okay? So I don't know. I just think it's a little out of touch with what's going on. And like I said, the draft I'm sure will go on, and it will provide a form of entertainment to our country for a few nights, and that will be welcome. But if this goes as people are saying and it continues to get worse as everybody's expecting, and there are tens of thousands of people dying, what are we doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
I think you bring up some very good points, and I think you're very entitled to adjust thought and thinking process along the way. We're all doing that. We did that right on the end of the NCAA basketball season in the conference tournaments. While some conferences were playing, some weren't. We were learning new information daily. And I think you're very much entitled over the last several days. And I've been watching the evening news just like you have. And it's frightening. It's frightening. It's sad. And I think the best point you made was that whatever celebratory time we're going to have for football can still happen. There's no deadline per se to have the draft. Like you said, the pro days were canceled anyway. The travel's been reduced throughout the country. Scouting players was going to be a challenge anyway. I feel sad for the small school players or the combine, the kids that didn't make it to get an opportunity. Yeah. But I will tell you that I agree with you. There's really no deadline anymore because we don't feel like it's going to be business as usual in the next couple of months.
I come back to. And so, again, the NFL wants to have it. ESPN's going to put it on. Like I said, it'll be a television event. It'll be something that provides us a little bit of distraction. But it gets harder and harder to be distracted and diverted from the events of the world with every day that passes. And if you're watching the evening news and you're seeing what's going on in this country and I see what's going on literally in my backyard. It gets, mm-hmm. I think it's more and more fair to say, why are we doing this? Why? Just explain to me.
Yeah, no, there is no explanation other than, and this is the sad part, that there are places in this country where people aren't as affected, that we're just sheltering in place and we're finding things to watch on TV. And there are other areas in the country, like where you are, that are the epicenter of a bomb that was dropped, essentially, and a war zone. And you're right. We're
trying to balance. And it hasn't even gone off yet. It hasn't even gone off yet.
Well, that's it. Right. And the fact that the outbreak is likely going to get worse, as they say, leading up to the draft, it will be tough to celebrate a distraction like the NFL draft. Other people can who aren't affected. That's the sad part. And I agree with you that at this point, I don't know why we desperately need it at this point. And it doesn't make a whole lot of sense if things get worse. But hopefully he will adjust, and it will be tough.
They're not adjusting. The draft is going to be those days. But again, by all accounts, I think by the ticker that's up on these networks like CNN, I think it's like 3,900 deaths so far. And I think everybody says it's going to be 150 in a best case scenario. So if that's the case, think of everything that we've gone through in the last week or two, and maybe it's not as bad in Columbus as it is in New York. I don't know. But I just think of everything that's transpired in the last couple of weeks. Magnify that now by 10 times. So you may know some people, like the agent Buddy Baker. I have a couple of friends who have the virus. I have a few cousins who have the virus. Times it now by 20, which is what it is, what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So now there's even more people.
Well, we'll be watching this daily, and I think you've brought up something that should have been brought up, and I would hope the commissioner would be listening to this, and maybe it will get delayed.
And I'm not bringing it up for him to. I'm giving you my feelings. They're going to do what they're going to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not going to change anything. That's what the league does. They've made their decision. That's their decision. And let me say, I understand what they're doing. I got it.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that we have to agree with every part. And by the way, as I'm on the phone with you, I had two people in higher positions in the NFL, not in the league office, but with teams, text me some of the comments I made on Scott Van Pelt last night, and they're saying, send this to the league office so they can see it. While we're on the phone right now.
Well, so, I agree. I think you're a very strong voice in the world of NFL talk, and I think it carries weight, and maybe it'll carry some ripple effects with it. Adam, we're up against the clock, but we appreciate your candor and honesty, and be well, best to your family, and we'll talk again.
Thank you, guys. Be well and stay safe.